Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Hi, my name is Kim, and many of you will know me from Midwest Genealogy Center. The display that I brought in is a display of three generations of Fisher-Price Little People. And it's Family History Month, so it seemed like a really good time to reflect on our family's history. And I was playing with my granddaughter, who is 6 years old, and she said, "We should play with the farm tonight," and got out my old 1960s Fisher-Price. And it kind of turned into a thought process of, oh my gosh, we have three generations of Fisher-Price in our house, from the 1960s, which would be my collection, from the 1990s, which would be my granddaughter's father, our son, and then from the 2020s, which would be her collection. And so I brought in a collection of all three, a sampler of what we have in Fisher-Price and what we like to play with. We have three signs so that our sets are labeled. The very top shelf has the 1960s set, and my granddaughter calls me Graham. And so she made a label for the shelf that identifies those as Grahams. The middle shelf has my son's set, so it says Dad on the label. And then the bottom shelves, which are her sets, say me because those are hers. So the 1960s, the items that I brought in are from the amusement park and then the farm. And they were some of the earliest toys that I remember playing with. They moved. They have a swing set and a merry-go-round, and they had a mat. The amusement park had a mat that you could sail your little boats around and really pretend and imagine and tell stories. When it came to my son's generation, we had a garage that had a working elevator. Again, not electronic, the kind you cranked on the side. And when it got to the top, it would come sailing down the ramp, which was quite fun. But he also had the schoolhouse. And the item that I chose to bring in here was Main Street. And probably our favorite part about Main Street was that the mailman had letters to deliver to each of the addresses. And so when my granddaughter was old enough to recognize number, she would find great joy in delivering the mail and driving the little truck around the main street and then delivering the envelopes to each one of the slots that were there. And so that was something that we just have real fond memories of. As far as my granddaughter's collection, because she has her own, she's a Disney princess kid, so she has the Disney princesses and, of course, the Frozen set, and there are sets for just about everything now. But she likes the school, and then she likes the Toy Story set. It has a camper, which I brought in to share with all of the Toy Story guys. And then there's also an amusement park that has a Ferris wheel, again, turned by hand, and just a lot of fun to play with. Oh my gosh, super fun to share one generation's toys with the next generation. And they're just so good at allowing for pretend and for play and developing story. My granddaughter and I each have our own assigned Fisher-Price person. Mine has glasses because I frequently wear glasses. Hers has a ponytail because she frequently wears a ponytail. But it's just a lot of fun. And she appreciates the fact that she is getting to play with her dad's toys, and that these were something from his past. And frankly, when he plays with her, he doesn't mind getting them back out either. It's a lot of fun to watch. What would I like to see happen to these items in the future? Well, they've survived quite a few years. The older sets that are back from the 60s are still in good shape, even though they were made with much different materials than the new ones are. I'd like to see a fourth generation come around here. I'd like to see the old set survive long enough to have four sets down the road, whenever that is. They're certainly, while they're geared towards younger children, there's just a lot of opportunity for play with them and for adventure. Sometimes one set of Fisher-Price at our house goes visiting another set, and it doesn't seem to be getting old, even though my granddaughter is 6 years old now. She's just hitting her stride with the fun parts of playing with it, and I'd like to see that continue. I'd like for her to be able to share them with her children and say, oh, these were my dad's, oh, and my grandmother's. That would be the best.